Shakedown Weekend Countdown. We're at number 2. We're going to go on a break. It's time for the news. I'll play our number 1 after the evening news. Stay right here. This is Power.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Kamfrisa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has called on the government to hand over operations at Senseli Mine in Tingola to the new Foreign Affairs and International Corporation. Mulambo Haimbe has disclosed that sanity to being restored on social media following the enactment of the Cyber Crimes and Cyber Security Act. In international news, African nations hopeful to renegotiate Trump tariffs via economic fallout. In sports news, Chipolo Polo Coach draws inspiration from Comeback Kings ahead of Angola clash. Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. Kamfrisa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has called on the government to hand over operations at Senseli Mine in Tingola to the youth. Mr. Kangombe argues that the current license holders should be offered an alternative mining site elsewhere, saying a meeting should be held with SIM, who are also Zambians, to reach an amicable decision that prioritizes young people under safer working conditions. Speaking during this week's edition of Power FM's political podcast, the Kamfrisa lawmaker said the Senseli mine is a critical community resource whose importance cannot be disputed. Mr. Kangombe further noted that with the government's ongoing mineral mapping program, it is possible to reallocate the current license holders to another mine so that the standoff over Senseli can be resolved peacefully. He stressed that empowering and equipping youth to operate in a safe environment is key to enabling them to earn a decent living while contributing to local economic growth.
For them to go ahead.
Yeah, so for Tingola, what is supposed to happen is that, number one, the young people that are doing mining there, they go into those trenches, those very unsafe mining places. What should happen is that, number one, we need to sit down with the current license holders because they are the ones that have gone to court.
Yeah.
So the matter is in court. The license holders have gone to court. They're saying, well, young people, we know you want to mine, but I mean, we have the license. We are Zambians as well. So what is supposed to happen is that a meeting should take place where we should be able to say, okay, if the bigger picture is the young people, what is the role of young people in that mining area in a safe environment? Meaning, we don't want our young people to be going there the required level of safety. So my proposal would be quickly have a meeting with the license holders. There's actually a possibility, if you ask me, that we can, there are too many mining areas that have been identified.
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe has disclosed that sanity is being restored on social media following the enactment of the Cyber Crimes and Cyber Security Act. Speaking on the KNET one-on-one podcast, Mr. Haimbe highlighted that social media abuse was common before the cyber law was effected. The minister added that some youths were freely unleashing insults and unpalatable language on elders and leaders. The acts, he said, have significantly reduced. Mr. Haimbe has therefore cautioned social media users to desist from abusing the cyberspace, emphasizing that the law will catch up with anyone breaking the law.
I shouldn't be like this young man who decides that insults people who are his seniors, people in leadership, because I've got freedom. No, let's respect ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can still express ourselves in a respectful manner. It doesn't mean that freedom of expression entails that I should come and tell you, Kenny, that I don't like the fact that you're a rider. It's your right. You understand that. I should be able to respect that space, and you respect mine as well. That's basically what this core, the whole essence of this cyber law is that we start to come back on the straight and narrow, all of us, and still express ourselves as enshrined in the Constitution.
The police have disclosed that Lusaka province yesterday alone recorded 25 damage-only road traffic accidents and 2 fatal accidents, which resulted in loss of 1 life and 2 serious injuries. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi has disclosed that the development, stating that a male juvenile pedestrian in Chainda compound sustained multiple injuries after being hit by a Toyota Quantum minibus. Mr. Chilavi, however, announced that the juvenile was rushed to Levy Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival at the health facility. It is close that the fatal accident occurred around 1740 hours along Chainda Clinic Road in Chainda. Preliminary investigations indicate that the driver failed to keep to his near side and struck the child, who was playing off the road. He added that the body has been deposited in the mortuary awaiting postmortem, while the driver remains in police custody. In another development, a serious injury accident happening along 7070 Road near BK Bar involving a Toyota Sienta, which was being driven by Victor Banda of 10 miles. The vehicle overturned after the driver lost control due to excessive speed. In the second serious incident, Woodlands Police Station recorded a collision around 16 hours at the junction of Mwatusanga and Msunzi Road between a Nissan Juke and a Boxer motorcycle ridden by Kapaya Shadrick, Chinyanta 843. Milenge District Government has commended Milenge District for reinvesting funds recovered from previous constituency development fund CDF loans into the new beneficiaries, describing the initiative as a model for sustainable grassroots empowerment. The recovered amount of 550,000 kwacha was channeled into fresh empowerment projects and combined with the 2025 CDF allocation, bringing the total disbursements to 4,263,500 kwacha for 36 cooperatives and entrepreneurs. Luapula Province Minister Engineer Nathan Musonda said that though the recovered amount was not enough, it was a step in the right direction and urged Milenge to aim for even higher recovery rates. He praised Milenge District's fiscal discipline, noting that the CDF loan scheme has the potential to be a self-sustaining revolving fund. He stressed that the blend of recovered and fresh allocations reflects President Hakainde Hichilema's vision of inclusive and fair development for all, regardless of political affiliation. In international news, President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs have taken effect against thousands of countries, including South Africa. Trump began imposing higher import taxes on numerous countries Thursday, just as the economic fallout of his month-long tariff threats has begun to cause visible damage to the U.S. economy. South Africa's leader said he spoke with Trump as some African nations hoped they could still negotiate tariff rates that threaten to increase unemployment in countries already struggling with high rates of joblessness. President Cyril Ramaphosa's office said he and Trump spoke on Wednesday ahead of a steep 30% tariff coming into effect on some South African exports to the U.S. On Friday, the statement said the two leaders undertook to continue with further engagements. Still in international news, the UN warned on Friday that a cholera outbreak is threatening the lives of refugees from Sudan's Darfur region while basic resources run short. In Iridimi camp in Chad, many refugees don't have access to sanitation and clean water, putting them at high risk for contracting cholera. The World Health Organization said that the waterborne disease is a fast-developing and highly contagious infection that causes diarrhea and leads to severe dehydration and possible death within hours when not treated. The disease is transmitted through the ingestion of contaminated food or water. According to Dr. Iham Noor, WHO Senior Emergency Officer, over 100,000 cases have been recorded since July 2024. Another deadly crisis, the outbreak, is the latest crisis for Sudan, which was plunged into a war more than 2 years ago when tensions between the Sudanese army and its rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces Group, or RSF, exploded with the street battles in Khartoum that quickly spread across the country. We take a short break and return with the sports news.